I want you to imagine the line, whether it be straight or curved. Nevertheless, before you do anything else, I need you to remember that no line can be perfectly straight, for straightness always is an ideal. Yet, for this time, I guess you can let yourself dream up some utopia. Then, I want you to imagine a space, whether it be full or empty. Nevertheless, and before you do anything else, I need you to remember that no space can be perfectly empty, for void always is impossible to reach. But if the dream finds you at ease, just dive in it and let it be. Now that you got these two previous elements clearly imprinted in your head, take the line and throw it into the space, whether it has two or three dimensions. Nevertheless, before you do anything else, I need you to remember that no perfect flatland ever was seen, for flatness, Earth, always missed. I assume, from the deepness of my own empathy, that a pipe dream already started to get uncomfortable to you. Yet, no bother, try harder, help yourself dream harder. Next step, I want you to zoom in and zoom in again, until you can't see how far you went or how close you are. Observe. Assess the line thickness. Would it be great? Would it be small? Nevertheless, before to go any further, go back to the first step and try to remember how you imagined the line then. Any chance you would have thought of a line with no thickness? Do you still dream? Now the line is no longer a line, as you will acknowledge. It suddenly became a surface. Watch it grow. Watch it get higher and bigger. I want you to see the line turn into a wall, whether it be hard or soft. Nevertheless, in the event your strong beliefs made you stubborn, remember that no wall can be unbreakable, for destruction in all matters finds a way in. Even when you put swords and barbed wire on top of it, I know perhaps you saw concrete at the first sight, thus I want you to see a wall now made of skin. A wall now made of skin. A wall now made of skin. Withdrawing like a shell, creating two new spaces. Outside, the rest of the world, and inside, your beating heart. Hello, Hannah. Please come in. Prime in no harm to you. I'm glad you found your way to my inside. You will stay here for a while. Until the day you're ready, I will take care of you, hiding inside, preserving you from the outside. Never. nevertheless. Before you take your own safety for granted, remember, Hannah, that it will always be necessary that the inside let sometimes the outside in, so through the days you survive. This is how you came in, and this is how you will get out. You will be fine. If you keep in mind, oh Hannah, I command you to keep in mind, the outside will always come to you, and the inside will always welcome it. Look at the map, Hannah, and keep in mind that even the soft skins need pause to breathe. For lines will cross lines, for skins will cross skins, for walls will cross walls, and walls always leak. For things never get as simple as a straight line. Look at the map. No matter how desperately the dream stays cherished, look at the map. No matter how finely they draw the line, look at the map. No matter how brutally they try to stop the leak, this is how the border turns to wall, and the skin turns to home, and the scheme turns to life. H for home, H for Hannah.